USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump currently sitting across from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a second summit, this time in Hanoi, Vietnam, where when it began, the president told Kim he believes the North, quote, has tremendous economic potential. Earlier, he told Vietnamese officials their country serves as an inspiration to Kim.
We got off Air Force One last night, and I drove down the boulevards, and I saw all of the buildings under construction and how Vietnam is thriving.
Back home, President Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen's testifying before a House Oversight Committee that Trump knew about a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and Russian representatives in 2016, a meeting that was aimed at getting compromising information about then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Trump tweeting from Vietnam this morning that Cohen is a liar. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
The Democratic-led House does pass a resolution trying to terminate the president's emergency declaration at the southern border. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He declared a national emergency at the border so he could pull funds, mostly from the military, to build a border wall after Congress turned him down for the money. Democrat Barbara Lee says the president is out of bounds.
This emergency declaration is a blatant attempt to subvert the Constitution and get around Congress's sole power of the purse.
Republican Michael Burgess urged lawmakers to vote against this challenge to the president.
Allow the president to do the job he was elected to do and secure the southern border.
The resolution next goes to the Senate, where questions are growing over whether the president's action is constitutional.
Even if the Senate approved the resolution, the president's sure to veto it, and it's unlikely there are enough votes for an override of that veto. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Thousands are being ordered to evacuate Northern California as heavy rain is causing rivers to rise there. Authorities in Sonoma County ordering evacuations for at least 25 communities along the Russian River, which is expected to reach flood stage overnight. Officials warning those waters could rise 13 feet above flood stage before they crest. An elderly New Jersey man says he was attacked at the supermarket for wearing a red President Trump hat. The Make America Great Again hat has become a lightning rod since Trump became president, and now this 81-year-old shopper claims he was attacked on Monday at a grocery store in Somerset because he was wearing one. He suffered only minor injuries. He declined treatment at a hospital. Similar incidents have been reported recently at a restaurant in Massachusetts and at a Kentucky clothing store as well. The Supreme Court will soon decide if a giant cross can remain standing on public land in Maryland. Today, the High Court will hear a case about that 45-foot-high cross in a Maryland suburb of D.C., a monument that was built over 90 years ago to commemorate 49 service members who died in World War I. In 2012, the American Humanist Association filed a suit claiming its presence on public land violates the Constitution, amounting to a government establishment of religion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.